Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and welcome to our corner of the sky. 6 months out of every year, we try to remember, even if I would leave you, it'd be a girl for all seasons, springtime for Hitler, or summertime, or maybe a summer in Ohio. Nah, maybe autumn. Ooh, the lusty month of May. Or June, it is busting out all over. If I'm younger than springtime, then sign me up for another winter, because those summer nights, once upon a December, there was another autumn. But it's colors or paradise. I'm going home with one last summer. Joining us today are the usual seasons of love, including Kevin Easter Parade Jaeger.
Oh, fun.
Kimberly, our Song of Purple Summer game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Wonderful.
And with us today is a slew of announcements. So let's give a big broadways of welcome to announcements of the show.
Announcements of the show.
What's next?
What's next? I liked yours better, so I changed halfway through.
I liked it. I felt validated.
So, as you can probably hear the difference, we are in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
We are recording this over July 4th weekend. We're all hanging out, so if you celebrate, happy July 4th.
Yeah. Happy July 4th to all of those Americans celebrating.
Before we get into anything, what are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
We have some fun stuff to talk about today with
What are you drinking?
Yeah, so I'll start. I'm drinking Dulce Vita Pineapple Jalapeno Infused Tequila.
Oh.
The bottle's really nice. It also has a yellow tint to it. It's got like that sweet and spicy to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good. I'm looking at the bottle now. It's like, it's really nice, and it actually looks, I know this is like stupid, but like it looks really good on the liquor shelf.
No, I agree. It actually does look nice, and people like, as people have been coming over while we're hanging out today, they've been like mentioning, like, oh, what's this? Oh, what's this? So it's definitely like a
I keep looking at it and thinking that it sounds really refreshing because pineapple is my favorite summer flavor. but then there's the jalapeno involved, and I digress.
She doesn't like the spark. She doesn't like the spicy, but Brian and I love the spicy.
But I wanted to try it, but I am scared.
And I am going to be all over that in like a minute or two, but right now I am actually drinking something else.
Yeah, what is it?
I am drinking a Loki enhanced seltzer. So all of you are like, oh, enhanced seltzer, we all did that. But like, we're not talking enhanced as in like alcohol seltzer. We are talking about an enhanced seltzer that is has TH. It's a hemp in it, so it's a hemp extract. On the can it says it's. They did research to craft a seltzer your mind can sense after just one serving, low calorie and uplifting. It fits into our lives as a euphoric alternative to alcohol that keeps us clear headed, creative, and social.
So you were mentioning the enhanced version of it, and I was thinking in my head, like, oh, like the God of Mischief beer?
Right.
also enhanced.
He's also very enhanced. And if you're watching that show, it's great. But the can is also great. It has like an herbaceous kind of quality to it.
It's not herbaceous.
I know we're talking about Loki right now, but you would be an excellent sommelier.
Thank you.
Like, I think you would be, like, I think you'd come over to the table, you'd be so cheerful and bright, like, you'd know which wines you really like.
I would.
You could even, like, talk to the people who think they know the wines really well. Like, I think you can talk to them well. You can also, like, bring your dad into the conversation.
Oh my God,
like,
my dad knows,
you know,
everything
I grew up,
wine.
My father is an amateur sommelier, so I would, like, they love the story.
Oh my God,
then you recommend enhanced seltzer.
Exactly. And at the end, I recommend.
But if you don't want wine,
THC seltzer. this is actually, it's really fantastic, and I will say that I do, after one of these cans, kind of feel that mellow, euphoric feeling that you feel in legal states like New York and Colorado when you experience THC.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for something to drink, but to like hang out with your friends and like at a barbecue or things like that, but you're not like an alcohol person and you're more of like a green favored person,
mm-hmm.
I would say this is a good thing to look out. It's Loki enhanced seltzer, and they're delicious and fun and light, low calorie, and you can drink it with your friends instead of lighten up, and you'll have just as much fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a hard cider. It's Blake's hard cider. It's called a grizzly pear, and it's made with pears, not bears. And I really enjoy the label.
Does the can actually say that?
It's beer. Made of pears, not bears. And there's a little bear claw holding a pear.
Oh, that's cute.
So the bears also enjoy.
Oh, that's
this
awesome.
Cider is what
but
I got.
But what if they, what if some bears worked there?
Oh, interesting.
At the place. So, like, would it be made with bears, but not like.
By bears?
Made by bears for bears.
Wait, the best thing about this is that Kevin and I actually bought these for Kimberly, and we're just like, wait, what does the can say?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, you provided
this
to me.
We literally bought these for Kimberly specifically, and then we're like, I don't know what it is.
I also told you it said that last night when I drank that.
Yeah, I had too many of. Probably too much Dulce Vita pineapple jalapeno.
Yeah,
last night.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so good.
Anyway, we're here to share a couple cool things. We'll play a game, but we really wanted to share a few things. So we've been doing this for 5+ years.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep doing this for as long as we possibly can.
And Brian, where are we at now?
We're in my house in Philadelphia.
In basement.
I meant as like the in the span of our episode world.
Oh.
But I also like that people know where we located right now.
Tell everyone the address.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're at.
Brian has us in the basement. Yeah. It's in Philadelphia.
Let us out.
This is our 290th episode.
Jeez.
What a nice round
and
number.
That doesn't even. So, like, it's 290. That does not include all of Kevin's radio plays and radio musicals. That does not count all of our Another Round episodes. That doesn't count, like, any of our Patreon episodes.
So, actual, documented episodes, we're at 290. But, like, with all the extra things we've done, like, we're probably somewhere in, like, the 315, 320 range.
No, I'd probably say closer to 400.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, because we did a lot of other rounds at each of those radio
plays. We probably did,
five radio plays, that's 20 episodes there.
Yeah, that's 20
that's
radio play episodes.
How many episodes have we done?
Someone tell us. And it's been a lot. So we officially are at 290.
Yeah, and then a Patreon's been like a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at least two extra
a
month.
Oh, goodness.
We would do four or five.
So we've been doing this for
a
long time and doing a lot of it. And we love it, and it's been amazing.
Well, we're maybe a little tired.
We're continuing to do it, and we're super excited, but there's just going to be a little bit of a format change.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take the summer off, and we're going to move into seasons. So there were 290 episodes in season one.
And wait, are we going to go back and label them season one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Season zero.
But we're going to take the summer off a little bit, so you won't get an episode every Tuesday like you usually, or a new episode every Tuesday like you usually do. But when theater does come back, in at least New York, in the fall, we'll be right there with you. We're going to have more curated seasons for you. We're still going to do episodes that include radio musicals and radio plays and our typical interview format and game episodes and our movie club. We're still going to do all of that. We're just going to curate the seasons a little bit more. We're going to, build up to it. We're going to do a little bit of, in terms of the curation, like maybe we'll do a season that is specific to something. We're still brainstorming all of this.
Yeah. Suggestions, welcome.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So we're definitely going to still be coming to your earbuds. You'll be getting a lot of us throughout the year. But it just won't be every single Tuesday. So there will be some Tuesdays that we won't be doing. So we'll be taking the summer off. We have like about 6 weeks or so that we're not going to be putting anything out. But there will be things on your feed. So keep looking for those things throughout that time. But it will be
if you're subscribed, you'll see us pop up.
Yeah, you'll see us pop up. Because sometimes we'll pop up if we have special events or things we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Things like that. But we're also doing this so that it gives us more opportunities to open up to live shows.
Yeah.
To do more experiences with like tour companies and things. We're expanding what we're able to do. So we're going to be bringing you better, stronger, more consistent content, even though it may not be coming consistently every single week.
Yeah. And although knowing us, it might come every week.
Yeah.
We might say that these are seasons and they just run into each other and we do five episodes a day.
Because we've talked about doing seasons for years and then we just don't.
And we just keep going. We just never run out of episodes.
Well, the original idea was to do seasons and we were like, this is fun. Let's keep doing this every Tuesday.
Yep.
And then we just kept having fun. And we're still having a lot of fun and we love each other. And now we are back together, which feels so good.
It does.
I really enjoy not speaking to my computer.
I know, right?
And I'm very excited to do that more often.
Well, what I'm excited for is, so you'll definitely, like Kevin mentioned, you'll definitely hear about the Philadelphia tours.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
A lot more, even more than before, because Kimberly and would talk about them all the time, but Kimberly and I will both be able to talk to those, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, and the first tour we're seeing in Philadelphia this fall.
Is Hamilton. So stay tuned for that. Maybe we'll do a season of just the Hamilton stuff. I don't know. Like, there's so much we can do. We're really excited about all these ideas that we have, and like Kimberly said, like, suggest some to us. But there is one thing that I want to just, like, be very clear about. In these times that, quote, we're taking off, Patreon will be going strong 100%.
Absolutely.
So if you are a patron, there's no pausing for us on that. You're still going to get the extra content. We're going to do more of those trivia events with all of us. We're going to do some of that. And then if you have other ideas, we're going to keep doing movie episodes on there. As Kimberly mentioned, we're always open to suggestions there. But Patreon, all of you subscribers are still going to get your awesome, awesome content
every
there.
Single month. So every month there will be that content continuing 12 months a year moving forward. So we'll still have all that. And like Brian said, we're going to pop in here and there with, like, studying things. If Brian sees a show, like, there will be a new episode in your feed where we talk about that show and things like that. So when we say we're doing seasons, I know some of you are like, oh, no. But, like, it's going to be a great thing for everybody. And I think you're going to be really excited about the content we put out. And knowing us, having just a two-week break will even give us even more excitement to get back. So, like, the breaks may not even be that short. We'll see how they
go. We're going to... quality over quantity, but it will probably still be a lot of quantity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we're figuring this out, too. So for any updates or any suggestions you want to make, like, make sure you're still following us on Instagram.
Absolutely. Those things also won't shut down. Like, we are alive and well. The Instagram might come back to life a little bit if we're not worried about anything.
Yeah.
And then join our polls on Facebook group. Those are super fun. And then, you know, Twitter, we'll bring that back a little bit more as the summer goes on. And then, like I said, in the fall, we're going to be seeing shows in New York. We're going to be seeing shows in Philadelphia, around the country. We're going to report on those, obviously.
Yeah.
And then we'll we're definitely going to do an episode when we go to our first live show.
Should we discuss right now? What should we see?
Oh, yeah. What does everyone want to see?
I am, like, of 1,000 different minds about it.
Same.
Well, you saw Company right before the shutdown.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to see it again.
Yeah.
Especially if there's some casting changes.
Oh, yes, there are.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I assume there's going to be casting changes in almost everything.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, little things here and there.
Yeah. I am of the mind that the show that I had tickets for and did not see was 6. I had tickets for, like, March 18th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of me is like, should I come back as though it's been 2 days I am seeing 6.
Like, no
6.
Time has passed.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So Kimberly votes for 6. Kevin.
See, I'm torn because, like, part of me feels like we should, like, to go back and welcome back Broadway, we should go to, like, a tried and true, like, staple of Broadway.
Mm.
So, like, there's almost a small piece of me that feels like we should see Chicago or Phantom or something.
I've
like,
never seen Chicago.
Wait, I've only seen Chicago on tour.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I mean, that's a possibility, but I also...
The last show we saw was Phantom, I think we need to... Well,
last musical.
Sorry, the last musical on Broadway we all saw was Phantom. The last show you two saw...
Was The Minutes.
Yeah, and the last play that we saw was Drift.
Was Drift at New World Stages, which I don't think is returning.
I wouldn't imagine.
I don't think so. But, I'm just torn, because part of me feels like we should see a classic, but then I'm like, I want to see something new and exciting.
Sure.
I don't know, I always would go to see Hades.
So we should do a double header, is what you're saying. We should do a matinee evening.
Well, we should definitely do a double header and, like, go to Glass House in between or after.
Yes, Glass House just reopened.
Yeah.
I'm so excited
about that.
I actually, you know what?
Bond 45 is open again.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
So here's what I
think most of, like, us coming back is, like, drinking around the world, but in Times Square.
Yes.
So pretty much.
Here's what I'm
saying. Hostel Lovers, Bond 45.
100%.
Oh, that's the TikTok I can make.
Yeah. So this is what we should do. This is a
club.
Great idea.
Another club. No sleep. New
but
city.
But it's like me pointing with, like, Hostel Lovers and Bond 45.
So we do, so we go into Midtown. We do lunch at, we do, like, a light lunch at Pasta Lovers.
Great.
Okay?
A light lunch at Pasta Lovers.
All right.
Oh, no. Maybe we just meet at the... I'm thinking this through. Maybe we meet at the theater. I don't know. No. Light lunch at Pasta Lovers. That's perfect. Then we go to show one. whatever whatever that is. I like the idea of doing a brand new show and a tried and true show.
Yeah.
So let's say Chicago Matinee. Okay. Then in between, we do Bond 45 for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll invite Robbie. Yeah. And get Negronis. Yes.
And then at night, we go see Six. And then after Six, we finish the night at Glass.
Which is perfect because you get Six is like 80 minutes, so you get to go to Glass House.
Can you imagine going to so many places in one day?
Well, now that I'm in Philly, now I'm in Philly, like, I have to. It's a good thing I trained myself to binge TV shows during this pandemic because I have to binge these musicals every whenever I come in for the weekends.
Five show weekends.
We should do. We should do like a maybe like two Saturday, two Sundays.
A Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday.
I mean, that's what we should do. I don't know if I can get down there in time.
That's intense.
Down.
Up.
You live in Philadelphia.
That's true. No, I drive down to go north. but in all seriousness.
Real quick.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, like, let's definitely, I like the idea of the tried and true and brand new.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We can do a rhyme there or something.
Yeah, we got to look at, take it easy.
A good pairing.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Well, with the time we have left, do you want to play a quick game?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
What should we play?
Should we do Hands on a Hard Body with Rhythms because we're together?
Oh, yes. Yes, totally, yes, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to start the category?
I was like, "Who? There's a category has to happen. Who does it?"
yeah, you start.
I start.
Yeah, the category.
I'm very excited.
Why am I all of a sudden bad at games? And I just want the category to be like things in Brian's office.
Oh, I did put up. If you look in my office, not you podcast listeners, but I did put up an original Broadway cast Wicked poster.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Is that your sister's?
Yeah, and so I have it now, but it has the official stamp.
She has
on
like 12 of them in her house already.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she buy one every time she went?
No, she bought a poster one time. She has like the program from another time, and then she has like T-shirts and stuff like that. Then she has a signed picture of her with
Adina
and Kristen.
Oh, yeah, signed by both of them.
Yeah. Well, she went to some like makeup. They were like promoting the show at like some makeup thing or whatever.
Mac probably, because Mac makes the alphabet makeup.
That's exactly. Oh, really? Sure, what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So my sister waited in line and like took a picture with them, and then they sign it right after or something
like
wild.
It's a Polaroid.
I don't remember how they did it. Maybe she.
We
may
need
have,
to know, Brad.
She may have gone back. She saw like the original cast like five or six times.
But so she might have like seen them and brought the picture
and then had them sign them each individually. Or whatever.
Perfect. The category is.
We're gonna do an entire season explaining what actually happened with her picture.
Yeah.
So you'll love
that. Does Erica want to come on the show and talk about Wicked?
I'm sure she would.
Should it be Wicked and we take Erica?
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
That would actually be really fun.
I actually have a friend who made their Broadway debut in Wicked 2 weeks before the pandemic hit.
Oh.
And so, like, she's, like...
So excited to go actually be on Broadway.
Yeah, again. When she, like, started, she's, like, great, and then all this. But anyway...
is she in the ensemble?
Yeah, she's wonderful. Ensemble. She's incredible.
The category is people you've taken pictures with at the stage door.
Oh, great. Okay.
Because I think they just announced that there won't be stage doors.
Oh, really?
As far as we know, there will not be stage doors. They all like they're
for the
being,
foreseeable future, which I completely agree
they're
with.
They're being very, very strict about it because of all the unions and their health and safety procedures. Sure. So, like, not only there will not be a stage door, but as of right now, no one is allowed backstage except for employees of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That even means, like, the star of the show cannot bring her husband or wife or parents backstage just for liability. So hopefully that will change in
2022. So get that standing table at Glass House.
Literally, yeah, seriously.
Send your parents there.
Oh, yeah, so pretty much.
Okay, category, and we'll go this way.
Okay, great. So people I go first,
pictures
or you go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, cool.
Does it have to be a Broadway stage door?
I guess not.
No, like a tour you're talking about? Or off-Broadway?
Or do you mean a concert?
Yeah, or like a concert of some kind.
You've stage door at a concert?
I did.
I'm excited to find out, so okay. Yes.
I mean, to be fair, we said hi to Eden after her cabaret.
Oh, that's
not really
Broadway.
Stage door. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll
okay.
Once
okay.
we get to you,
we'll see.
Also, we know her?
Yeah.
No. So, like, it's not really stage story.
Cool. Ready? All right, ready?
Yeah.
Can I start?
Yeah.
Ryan Charles Johnson.
Oh, and we know him too. Yeah.
Laura Linney.
Lily Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Sutton Foster.
Hugh Jackman.
Linda Etter.
Raul Esparza.
Oh.
Nathan Lane.
Ooh.
I don't think I have any other ones.
Who was the concert?
Linda Etter was the concert.
Oh.
I saw her in New Jersey, and then I waited to see her to take a picture.
I was expecting you to say, like, the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, like a concert.
Like
concert.
A concert.
In a weird way, like, I literally have never stage-doored a Broadway show that wasn't, like, this sounds awful, but, like, to, like, see Haley backstage, or like to see Hannah.
But
or,
you
like,
also moved to New York older.
Correct.
Like I feel like Brian and I were all from high school.
Oh yeah,
like
absolutely.
High school and in college
yeah.
until it became like I kind of knew people, and then I was like,
mm-hmm.
this is now strange.
Like, well, I never liked stage dooring, to be totally honest.
Yeah,
but my mom really liked
it.
My mom
was very into
and,
it.
Yeah, so like
yeah.
she would like. I was also very shy. I like didn't want to like bother them. I know how tired they were and stuff like that. Even though I understand that
yeah.
like. It's a ritual, it's a thing. My mom would go up and, like, take pictures and blah, blah. And, like, and I don't mean that in, like, a disrespectful, forceful way. Like, we were also doing it when it wasn't packed. You know,
right.
like, we saw Laura Linney and after The Crucible, and it was not busy afterwards, you know what I mean?
No, I was the only person waiting for Matt Morrison after a play once.
Oh, my God. Your Matt Morrison story is the best.
So good. Yeah, I think it was because I didn't come to New York until I was, like, 24, 25.
Sure.
When I was living here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here, I was, like, a part, like, doing stuff in the industry. So, like, I knew people and shows.
It felt strange to, like,
so,
fanboy at the stage.
Right. So,
yeah.
it was just, like, not that there's, like, I think stage boarding is great. And I think a lot of actors I've talked to love that experience
yeah,
of
yeah.
talking with the fans and having that
yeah.
experience of being, like, thank you so much for being here. And we even talked, if you listen back, Al Silbert talked about
oh, that's
how
a good
much,
episode.
That's my favorite
how, like, she feels like that's
it.
The third act of your job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seeing the fans, and I think that's great. I think it was just for me, I never did it just because, like, I knew people in shows, and it was just like being in the industry, I didn't do that.
Yeah,
so
I think
I
as I got older too, it became more about like I would stage door if something like really moved me, or if something was like
mm-hmm.
good enough that I was like, I need to tell them that was good. Like,
yeah.
I've staged door the revival of Ragtime a lot because I just
cool.
had to tell Bobby Steggert how good he was.
I staged door when Mary Louise Parker did. God, that show that I saw last season that I thought was so incredible.
Oh, the woman about, she was the teacher?
Yeah, I stage doored that.
Silence Inside? Sound Inside.
Sound Inside.
Yeah.
The Sound Inside. And I stage doored that. And she
last
was,
season, 2019.
2019, yeah. And she Ugh. Was so, she was so good, but it was such an emotionally exhausting part that she was so tired.
Sure.
That, like, when she came out, she said hi, she was lovely and said hi. But, like, and I was like, that was so moving. That was incredible. And she said thanks, but I could just tell she was just like, I got nothing left. Like, I'm moving on to the next
yeah.
person.
So,
like,
Nathan Lane was very similar in terms of, like, he knew what he had to do. He was super generous with the fans, but, like, I was after producers. He was just, like, totally drained.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the greatest stage doorman, if you will, the greatest stage doorman was definitely Hugh Jackman. He knows who he is. It was after Boy from Oz.
Okay.
He knows how popular he was. He knows he is the reason people came to see that show. He's like, he was not blind to that fact. Like, and he took a pic. I will never forget this. There were so many people at the stage door. He took a picture with everyone that wanted one. He
wow.
signed every single playbill if someone wanted one. And he, like, had words with people afterwards. I'm not talking full conversations, but, like, he didn't just sign
yeah.
and move on and, like, nod and stuff like that. Like, he, like, would look you in the eye, like, make a connection with you.
Wow.
And for the amount
Aww.
Of, I mean, and talk about, like, someone who's tired after a show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He is that whole show.
Yeah.
And that was, like, I was just, like, really impressed with
yeah.
his,
a
like,
level
of stardom.
Yeah, a memory was just unlocked for me about an actual star that I met at the stage door.
Who?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, for
after Night Music. Night Music. And she was the same, just kind and nice and funny with everyone.
I love that.
That's awesome. That's always great. Nice.
But my favorite stage door, I think, was Richard Griffith's. After the History Boys. When I was like 17.
Oh, let's cheers to him. Rest in peace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
R.I.P. And he just like, there wasn't really a stage door. Like, it was before barricades.
Sure.
But he was just like outside chit-chatting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much
fun.
And then like the cast had like gone to get lunch and they came back and they were like, Richard, who are you talking to? And he like introduced me and my mom to like some other guy from the cast.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Is that
the nicest man.
Was that pre-Harry Potter or during Harry Potter, the movies?
During, but very early, I think.
Sure,
because
sure.
I think I definitely knew who he was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also loved, speaking of stage door moments, I'm thinking of when Brian and I went and saw Scotland, PA.
Mm.
And afterward, we got to talk with Jay and Lakrita about like the show and where they were at.
Mm-hmm.
That was so great because it was just like so great to celebrate two of our friends, especially people who were like friends of ours like early on in Broadwasted's world,
mm-hmm.
to like see them doing so well in a new show off Broadway, but also to talk to them and then be like, thank God people laughed tonight because no one laughed yesterday. And mm-hmm. like hearing about how, like, because that show went through so many changes during previews.
Yeah, that show was so good too.
So to like have that experience to talk to people and like hear exactly what was going on, like, yesterday as opposed to today was like such a
I'm getting very cool excited theories. For theater to come yeah. back. I think this could be like a Patreon series too of just like unlocking memories of theater that we've like repressed due to sadness for a year and a half. I'm like, oh yeah, I had lovely times there.
Oh, that's so true.
Well, on that note, Kevin, you have a hand up.
Okay, I have a hand up.
Oh, we're playing a game.
We are. And I have a category. The category is Nintendo characters.
Okay. All right, where are they in the room?
Mario. Oh, who starts?
You start.
Okay, sorry. Mario.
Luigi.
Link.
Zelda.
Yoshi.
King Kong. Donkey Kong, sorry. That's what I meant. It's fine, it counts.
Koopa.
Princess Peach.
Diddy Kong?
Yeah. Toad.
Baby Bowser.
Koopa Troopa.
I said Koopa. Yeah, that's fine.
Like little people.
Yeah, that's fine.
Below Koopa.
Samus.
Oh yeah.
Who's that?
The
robot.
Robot that's actually a robot.
Yeah.
Which was like a big deal.
Oh. Wait.
We're all off on the clapping.
Wario.
Yeah.
Yeah. Birdo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I don't know that one.
In the second Mario, he spits out the eggs.
Oh, sure. Waluigi.
The duck that you hunt.
The duck you hunt in Duck Hunt?
Yeah. Like, not the hunter.
What else is a Nintendo franchise? Katana.
What's... okay, yeah.
From Mortal Kombat?
Well, that's not Nintendo.
Is that Sony?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I have two hands up. I lose.
Well, Kevin, you come up with one for...
So I get a category for you two.
Yeah.
Okay, the category is...
Yes?
Things that Philadelphia is known for.
Is known for. Philadelphia is one place.
Yes,
is
things known Philadelphia...
Is known for.
Is known for.
My parents. Just kidding.
I'll start.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bell.
Cool. Independence Hall.
The 76ers.
The Phillies.
Good one. The Flyers.
Gritty.
Yeah. The Eagles.
The Fanatic.
Cheese Steaks.
Yes. Pretzels.
Mmm. The Schuylkill.
Wawa.
Oh, good one. The Delaware River?
Sure. The word John.
Oh, good one. That's a very good one. Fairmount Park.
The American Revolution.
Yeah.
The signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely. The Philadelphia Art Museum.
Oh, good one. Oh, Rocky.
Oh, yeah. M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, that's such... I'm going to bow out after that one. That's an excellent one. But I couldn't... I'm not going to do better than that.
Oh, that was so
right,
good.
I have a handout, so I'll go.
Okay.
Musicals with names in the title.
Like a person's name.
Like a person's name.
A proper name. So, like, I'll be like, yeah.
Okay.
Like Annie.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You can say it.
Annie. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Did I start?
Yeah. You just...
Annie.
Hamilton.
Annie, get your gun.
Oh.
Just going alphabetical.
Fiorello.
Nope.
No?
Oliver? You said alphabetical, and then I just went only think of break. B, and I was like, babes in Toyland.
Oh,
that's
wow. All right, so now it's the tiebreaker between the two of you.
And you do it. You do it.
I want you all to know that my watch just said my move bar was cleared because of the clapping.
That's incredible.
Okay, the final category is... Favorite Broadwasted episodes?
Well, this could be endless.
There are 290 options to choose from.
So this is going to be embarrassing for us.
Here we go. Here we go. I'll make it harder. Favorite Broadwasted episodes where we had more than one guest on the episode?
Oh, okay. Cool. All right.
Okay, you start.
Okay. Puffs.
Yeah. The Be More Chill Band.
Oh, yes. Good one. Drunk Shakespeare.
Will Roland and Mike Feist.
Oh, good one. Ashley and Jeremy.
Oh, absolutely. T Boyich and Scott the Scots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like a band.
Matthew.
Yes.
Broadwasted the Bestie Battle.
Hold on. Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. I'm so used to a lag that I'm very weird.
Next season we'll be better at clapping, I promise.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
More than... Oh, a snap. I'm thinking of Aaron and Katie Rose Clark. Does that count? Because Aaron was just a guest host.
I'll give it to you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go with... The Cleopatra episode.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
The Descendants movie club.
Yeah, okay. Nicholas Barish.
Oh, and yeah, that was fun. And Clark Threl.
Clark Threl, yep.
We had two people on from Indecent.
We did.
Oh, yeah, yes. A couple. Yeah,
that was lovely.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Another one that we did more. Oh, the panel with... Al Silber and James Merle Iglehart.
Stage Door Stories.
Stage Door Stories, yeah, and Haley.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
That one was so fun.
Yeah.
Trivia episode, because there's three of us, and that's more than one person.
Oh, wow.
All right, Brian wins.
I had, the next one I had up was J.M. Johnson and... Megan Paterno, the first time we had
that was really fun.
And I think both of them.
Oh, yeah. And Alex Wise and
Wes Taylor.
Good. Or when we had Colin Donnell and 38,000 gallons of booze.
Oh, yeah, they count those people.
That's a person because they brought out different personalities. Yeah.
Yes, we were all different.
Well, on that note, that brings us to the end of our episode.
It does.
Right.
We do have a quote.
Oh.
Wait,
this is the first time that we're doing it in 290 episodes, I know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill. Children fit in the snow. It seems dangerous.
I know.
Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go?
I was like, what a beautiful lyric.
That lyric gets changed a lot.
I was like, that's a weird lyric.
Children fit in the snow. Children fit in a show is what it gets changed to sometimes.
Oh, I like that one. That seems like cute.
But I also want to know, like, a reason for what? Give me a reason of anything?
I guess show me a reason and I'll show you a rhyme. Like, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
I don't know.
What does it mean, Stephen?
Yeah.
Rivers it was during belong. That period where people didn't really care what it meant.
I mean, if any show is from that period.
Right, it's this show.
Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. Philadelphia. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Got to find my corner of the sky.
Raise your hand if you sang that song, potentially at an audition. I did!
Voice Look cannot sing this song.
Yeah, that was back in when I first was auditioning. That was one of my songs. It and was I'm that lady, and so On the Street Where You Live.
Oh.
Well, this makes sense.
Yeah, they were my, like, goofy guy songs.
So
are they goofy?
I played them that way.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I was like, I don't...
Because On the Street Where You Live is like he's romantic, but if you play it as like the romantic
goofball. Yeah, Freddie can be like goofy doofy.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it helps because when he's just romantic and lovely, it's like, why wouldn't she pick the younger version of this guy? Like,
He's like, rich and young and beautiful. Yeah, he has to be dumb.
Yeah, he has to be dumb.
So as we mentioned, we're going to do more curated seasons. The seasons are going to be awesome. We're still going to do strong.
They're going to be seasons of love.
Seasons of love. We're going strong on Patreon. There's still the monthly content there, so don't worry about that. We're still going to do radio musicals, plays, interviews, games, all that fun stuff. We'll pop into your feed if we have anything to share. We're going to do something really fun and big for our 300th episode, or what is labeled as our 300th episode.
Mm-hmm.
So follow us on social media to track down all of that stuff. Stay subscribed to us, obviously, because we're going to still populate your feed. But thank you all for listening every Tuesday, and we might put some things in there on Tuesdays that may not be new, but you know, or might refresh you on some of our old episodes. We'll see.
Some fun things, some behind the scenes things. Yeah. Like we'll throw a lot of cool stuff in there.
Some of those double episodes we just talked about.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, we raise a glass.
We do.
We do.
And we say, Zoo-doo-wop-bum. Cheers. Again, try out Loki. On Disney Plus or
Loki in a can. The Loki Enhanced Seltzer and the Dulce Vita.
I want Loki in a can.
Pineapple Jalapeno Tequila.
What was he in Betrayal?
Loki? He was.
Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Loki too.
Yeah, he was in it too.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
we'll
thank
find
you
out
all.
Later in the season. Yeah.
Bye.
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 Oh, wait. No. We can't forget to find us on... Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there.
Five stars, please.
And thank you.
Follow us on social media. Yeah, okay, cool. And cheers.
Cheers.
And
oh, I guess.
Zoo-doo-wop-bum.
Cheers.
Boom.
290 episodes. We're a little rusty.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.